Okay, today's shiur is Gittin Daf Tezayin, as we are now into the second perek of Maseches Gittin. One more daf and a half until we finish, really, the first sugya of Maseches Gittin. Not even finish it, but at least get on to other yonim of Gittin, of Bafani Nechtam. As we know, it made a reappearance yesterday after being the main sugya of the first six blot of the Masechta. Now it came back, and we are in the middle of that discussion. The Mishnah discussed how is it that you can put together or not put together different eduyos. Like if one eight says Bafani Nechtam and one eight says Bafani Nechtam, one says I saw everything and one says I saw half. All the different permutations. So the Mishnah said it doesn't work. In almost all the cases, it doesn't work. There is one case that's a machlokes, as the Mishnah said explicitly. We'll see if that machlokes expands to other cases as well. Only the case of two people said Bafani Nechtam and one said Bafani Nechtam, that was the case of machlokes in the Mishnah. But then the Gemara branched off to discuss other cases of tziruf, other cases of putting items together. Does that work or not? So first the Gemara quoted Maremar, who discussed issues of creating mechitzos. If you have a mechitza that's half ditch, half wall, could they come together? So that's what the Gemara discussed 2 days in the Gemara, and we said the halacha is they are mitzarif. And then Ilfa asked the question. Our Ilfa, who we know from the Gemara Tainus Chaf Aleph, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, he left yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan went back to the yeshiva. Ilfa, throughout Shas, always expresses the idea that he could have stayed in yeshiva and would have learned if he would have stayed, he would have been able to achieve even higher. But he's a tremendous, obviously, gadol. He says in the Maseches Ksubis that he could prove any brisa with the source of it. Is it from any Mishnah? Right, that comes up in Tainas there and Ksubis. But here he asks a question. Ilfa asks a question, and that is, does Netilas Yadayim work halfway? Yadayim tahoros lachatzon o ein tahoros lachatzon. Does it work halfway? We're just not sure what his question is. What does it mean? Does it work halfway? So we said, hey chidami, what's the case? Is it that two people are going to wash their hands from one revius, so that means halfway, they're each using part of the water? Says the Gemara, that can't be his question, because that's an explicit Mishnah. We're talking about Ilfa. Ilfa knows Mishnais, right, as we mentioned. So it can't be that this was his question, because it's clear that that would work if two people put their hands underneath. So is it that you could do the Tilas Yadayim one after another? So he said that also works, right? So that also cannot be his question. So then we said, oh, maybe it means, the last line we read, 4 lines from the bottom, El Dekamashi Palga Palga Diade. Maybe it means he washed half his hand. He washed half his hand that he has to wash, the half of the minimum that he has to wash, and then half of the other half of the minimum that he has to wash. So does that, maybe that's his question. So now the Gemara says, no, that for sure does not work. V'yamri debei Rabbi Yana, yadayim ain't toros lachatzon, second to last line. That for sure does not work. So we're still up in the air. What exactly is the question of Ilfa? Keep in mind, when we talk about Netilas Yadayim, the three reasons in the Rishonim why we do Netilas Yadayim at all. L'char, we're talking about, it's not clear. Are we talking about Netilas Yadayim l'su'uda, Netilas Yadayim l'baboker? So there are different reasons for both of those two, right? The reason that we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morn, before we eat every day, before the su'uda, as we discussed yesterday, the Chashuk Echemed, why do we do that? That goes back to Achilas Truma. Right, because if somebody's hands are tameh, if they are shnios l'tuma, so they're not allowed to eat truma. So we expand upon that even if you're not going to eat truma, and even if you don't live in a time period when there is truma, why? Because meheri yibana beis hamigdash, we have to be in the practice of washing our hands before we eat, even if we're not actually going to eat truma, because anyway, we might come to eat truma or even handle truma, even if I'm a Yisrael, to handle truma. And that's why we wash our hands before we eat, which is amazing if you think about it. For thousands of years, we're washing our hands before we eat bread. Meheri bana beis hamikdash. And Mashiach's going to come, and I want to be in the know when Mashiach comes in terms of washing my hands. So every time we wash our hands before we eat bread, we have to think about Mashiach. We have to think about, oh, I'm doing this because, you know, I want to be ready when Mashiach comes. Pretty amazing. The more we think about things in life, the more meaningful that they could be. Right? We learned that from Rav Yeruchim's pshat of this week's parsha that we mentioned a number of years ago on Shifra and Pua, where the Gemara says in Sota, we had it a couple of weeks ago. The Gemara says why are they called Shifra and Pua. Right? Miriam and Yocheved are such beautiful names. Or if it's Yocheved and Elisheva, two different days in the Gemara, who it was, but those are beautiful names. So the Gemara says because they poo-pooed with the baby. Pua is Pua Poes Avlad, Mishaperes Avlad, says Rav Yeruchim in the Das Torah. Why is that so significant? Because you goo-goo with a baby? That's so special, that's significant, that the Torah forevermore should call them by Shifra and Pua? So various answers given. Rav Yeruchim's answer is that the Torah is teaching us a lesson here, and that is, in his words, translated, great people take little things and make them great. Little people could take great things and make them little. Right? You could have something that's unbelievable, an amazing shiur, an amazing event, an amazing shalosh shudis, and if somebody is a little person, somebody is a scoffer, somebody is a late, they could, with one breath, with one comment, ruin it for themselves and for everybody. You could have that attitude. Then the opposite, if you could have something small, something little. I'm just washing my hands for bread. That's all I'm doing. I'm doing this, I'm doing just a little thing. But a great person would make that experience unbelievable for themselves, for their family, and that's the message of Shifra and Pua. They weren't just poo-poo and gaga-ing with the baby. They were saving Klal Yisrael, and that's how they looked at it. They didn't just look at, I happened to be the woman that's there helping the baby come out. No, it was an amazing, significant experience, and that's the first message that we can learn from washing our hands. Tzilas Yadayim, right? We can learn that every time we wash our hands, we can think about, we do this because of Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because Chazal, thousands of years ago, had the attitude that we have to be ready every second. It might not happen for a long time, but we have to be ready every second because it might happen. And we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our actions reflect that emunah. Number one. But the washing our hands in the morning, as we know, is very different. There are three other reasons why we wash our hands every morning. For the Tzilas Yadayim, the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, and all the poskim in Siman Daled talk about the machlokas. The Rosh says the reason we wash our hands is because mistama, during the night, we touch parts of our bodies that are usually covered, halakhically sweaty areas of our body, and therefore, before we say Shem Hashem, before we say a bracha, we have to wash our hands because Yadayim Askanios, as it is called, right? The language of the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Daled, paraphrasing the Rosh, Malbushim Shalanu Shebeis Atzavar Pasuach Afilu Am Yashin B'Malbushim, even if we sleep with clothes on, Mistama Yadav Mitunafos Kidarko L'Chachek B'Gufa B'Akam Zeya. We scratch ourselves during the night, our hands, we touch places that are usually covered, and therefore, reason number one. So, that's what? Number two, the Machlo, the other sheet is the Rashba. The Rashba and the Tshuva, quotes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Yesh Lomar, Lefisha B'Shachar Anu Nasim Kibirya Chadasha. Another amazing, these are the two Musar Hashkafak ideas of today's daf. Right, we are a new creation every single morning. New creation, Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Chadashim Labakarim Rabbi Munasecha. Right, the mornings, Rabbi Munasecha, V'tzrichan Anu Lahodos Lo Yisbarach Al Shabra Anu L'chvodo L'sharso L'varech B'shmo. And we want to be Makir Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created us in His image, and we are able to serve Him. V'el Davar Zeh Tiknu B'shachar Kol Osan Brachos Shana B'varchan B'chol Boker V'boker. That happens to be all the Berachas HaShachar we recognize, but then He has the beautiful line, L'fichach Anu Tzrichan L'hiskadish B'kdushasa. So, v'litol yadenu minakli kekoen shemekadish yadav minakiyor kodem avudaso. Just like a kohen before his avoda has to wash his hands and feet from the kiyor in the Beis Hamikdash, so too we are like a kohen starting our avoda every morning. It's a new day. It's a new avoda. We each have our own avoda to do, right? And that's why we wash our hands, because we're like a new person with a new avoda to do. Those are the two days quoted in the Rishonim, and that, of course, is the Zohar Kabbalistic reason of Ruach Ra'a Machlokes, whether it goes because of the night or because of the sleep. Machlokes Haposkim, what is the understanding of that? L'may nafgamina on all of these reasons. So L'may, so we are machmer like all the reasons to do the mitzvah, but not to make the bracha. You need all three reasons to make the bracha, but you only need one reason in order to just wash one's hands. When somebody comes out of a cemetery, we wash our hands, right? There's Ruach Ra there. When somebody takes a nap in the afternoon, a serious nap, not just putting your head on the table, a few minutes, but a serious nap, at least half an hour or so, the poskim say, you have to wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha, because maybe the reason is night, not sleep. What if somebody's up all night and didn't sleep? The opposite. So again, washing hands without a bracha. What if somebody sleeps with gloves on for some reason? Right, somebody's freezing. So again, there's no issue of Yadayim Askanios. You didn't touch any area because the gloves are on. So you have every different reason. We're machmer for the reason, but we only assume a bracha with all. So they're all three plus one, the reasons that we wash our hands in the morning and before the Seudah. So now back to the Mishnayos. Our Gemara is quoting Mishnayos in Yadayim in the second parak, in the first parak as we have here. So we're still unclear. What is Ilf's question? Ilf has a question about if I wash my hands halfway, so then that I'm not sure what the halach is. Does that work? So the last suggestion we made was, well, maybe it means you wash your hands mamish. You wash half of your hands. So he said that doesn't work because there is no, you can't be matar lachatzoin, right? Washing hands has to be all at once, right? Mashal l'madar v'dome, not exactly the same thing, but the difference between tevila and hagala, right? Tevila, that's like tevilas kalim. It's got to be all at once. Hagala, to kasher a pot, if the pot is too big, to kasher a kli, that does not have to be at once. Hagala does not have to be with basachas. I can do half the kli and then the other half of the kli. If I want to blowtorch something, if I want to be magil something, but I don't have something big enough to put the other kli in. So I could do half and then the other half to make sure I did both halves. But tevila has to be with basachas, has to be all at once. So that's what the Gemara says here. You can't do it halfway. So the Gemara says, oh, lo tzricha de'ika mashke tofeach. Maybe halfway could work if the other half of your hand is still mashko tofeach. What does that mean? It's still moist. What if I wash half of my hand, and then when I wash the other half of my hand, the first half of my hand is still moist, so that if I touch it, it would make my hand wet. That's called mashke tofeach. Right? It's still moist. So maybe that's good enough. Maybe that's the... So it's not clear. Rabbi Yannai said that for sure it doesn't work halfway. Maybe Ilfa's question is that no. You're right, it doesn't work halfway if your hand is fully dry, the other half that you already washed. But if it's still moist, so then maybe, that's the question, maybe that's Ilfa's question, that it might work and it might not work. Says the Gemara, no, that's also clear. Even if it's a little moist, it still definitely should not work. Why? V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Taharos. Again, as we like to mention, the only Mesechta Bizman HaZeh that has the same name as a Seder. Taharos, right? It used to be one other, Nezikin. But now it's Taharos. Says the Mishnah, Hanitzok. If somebody is Nitzok, that means pouring. Let's say I'm pouring from a bottle into a bowl. And the bowl has Tameh liquid in it, and the bottle has Tara liquid in it. So does the liquid in the bottle become Tameh because it's connected physically now through the water of the stream? So the Mishnah is going to say no. But Hanitzok, if somebody's pouring something, Vahakatafris. Katafris is the same kind of idea, but it's not pouring, it's on a mountain. Let's say there are two bodies of water connected, one's above, one's below. Katafris means a flow of water on a slope going down. Rashi says on top, Har Mishupe, Shemadrono Mechudad Harbe, you have a steep slope, and it's connected one to the other. Umashke Tofeach. Or if I have two bodies of water which are connected, maybe I have two puddles in a pot that are not connected to each other except through moist area in between. It's mashke tofeach in between. That's our question. It's moist that if I touch it, it's going to make my hand touch. In all of these cases, eino chibur. It's not called a chibur. The important one for us is the third one. It's not considered that the two bodies of water are connected, the liquids, lo l'tuma v'lo l'tara. It does not transfer tumma from one to the other in any of the three cases, velo latara. And it also doesn't transfer tara. What do you mean tara? What does that mean? So Rashi says on the fifth skinny line, v'chein tara le'inyin mikvaos. Shnei mikvaos, she'ein be'echanein abam sa'ah. You have two small mikvaos. Neither of them have 40 sa'ah to combine to be a mikvah. But in between them is a moist area, mashka tofeach. Can that combine the mikvahs? The Mishnah tells me no. Right? Or the other cases, v'nitzav v'katafris v'mashka tofeach me'chabron eino chibur. Or any of the others. Let's say there's a pouring from one to the other. Or the slope. Right? So all of those do not create a mikvah. The big tosfos here, which is a very important tosfos for hilchas mikvos. We know the biggest simon, or one of the biggest simonim in Shulchan Aruch, is simon Reish Ayin, all about Hilchas Mikvos, right at the end of Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Mikvos. So there are a number of tosafim throughout Shas that talk about different machlokas rishonim about various halachas. This is one of them. So Tosafos here discusses, I'm not sure if I agree with Rashi about that. What the word latara means in the Mishnah. Rashi again says it means if you have two bodies of water that are not enough 40 sa'ah, and if you have any of these in between, then it does not work. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, if you look elsewhere, sometimes it does work. Sometimes the Mishnah, you have Gemara's in Chagiga, that if you have one on top and one below, and one's connected, so it does work. So the Re in Tosfos gives a different pshat. He says, no, what the Gemara, the Mishnah here means, Latara, is if you have a tummy, you have a mikvah, perfectly a functioning mikvah, and you have water in a kli that is tummy. You have tummy water in a kli, and I want to connect that tame water to the mikvah, hashaka, whatever the lashon exactly is. We're not going to get into now the difference between zriya and hashaka, the different issue, processes used in mikvahs. But if you want to connect that, because as we know, the only food item that could become tahar after it has become tame is water or liquid connecting to a mikvah. If I have a cucumber that became tame, there's nothing to do about it. It's tame forever. Right, I can't make that tahar. If I have any type of food item, once it's tame, just like most things in life. Right, except if it's a kli. If it's a kli, you can be matirit. If it's a person, you can be matirit. But what about water? So here, that's what the Re says. Do these items, can they serve as connections between the tame water and the kli and the mikvah? Okay, either way, our question still stands. The Gemara said maybe Ula's Ilfa's question about washing hands halfway was a case where you wash half your hand, and then that half of the hand stayed moist, and now you got to wash the other half. Maybe that's his question. So the Mishnah says, no, that's for sure no good. So the Gemara says, okay, lo tzricha de'ika tofeach lahatfiach. Maybe Ilfa's question was, if it's not just a little moist, it's soaking wet, so that if you touch it, you could then make something else wet. That's tofeach amanas latfiach. Tofeach latfiach. It's very moist. So maybe that's Ilfa's question. So the Gemara says that also can't be Ilfa's question, because that's also beferish hanami tanina. We also learned that in a brisa. Tofeach lahatfiach chibur. If it's very moist in between, that does connect. That is a chibur. Right? Again, Rashi says, chibur latuma vilatara. And therefore, we think the same thing would apply to netilas yadayim. If I wash half my hand, and then it's still moist so that it can make something else wet if somebody touches it, and then I wash the other half, that's for sure. Yes, it works. So that can't be Ilfa's question either. So let's just finish the line, and then we'll get back to that line. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not true. Maybe the line here, that for sure tofeach latfiach works, is only a mikvah line and not a netilas yadayim line. Finally, the Gemara says, maybe you can be mechalik between the different areas of halacha. Dilma le'inyan mikvos. Maybe that line of tofeach latfiach is specifically a mikvah halacha, meaning it has nothing to do with combining parts, the tofeach latfiach. It has a specific halacha regarding mikvah, which we'll see what the root of the halacha is, but it's not about combining parts. That's what Ilfa's question is, about combining parts. But we tried to say, oh, you see here, Tovei Lafiyah combines parts, says the Gemara, no. Dimolini mikvos v'Reb Yehudahi. And it's Reb Yehuda's opinion, it's not. The Mishnah says in mikvos, Baruch Hashem. This is the third mesechta in Seder Taros that we get to learn right here. First we had a Mishnah from Kalim, then from Taros, and now from mikvos. It's not. None of them have Gemara, so that's to fit in somewhere else in Shas. It's not. Mikvah sheish barabam sa'a mechuvanos. You have a mikvah that's exactly 40 sa'a. Mechuvanos. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu. And then two people went into the mikvah, one after the other, and they went in. So if the first person stays inside the mikvah while the second person goes into the mikvah, then you're okay. But what happens if the first person goes out? So we know whenever a person goes into a mikvah or into a shower, the water remains on them. So if this person, if it's exactly 40 sa'ah, and this person went out of the mikvah, now the mikvah has less than 40 sa'ah. So what do? So b'zeh achar zeh, if it's really one after another, and the first guy left before the second guy went in, rishon tar v'sheni tameh. Right, the first one is tahar, because he went into a good mikvah, and the second one went into a mikvah chaser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, wait, imhayu raglav shel rishon, no ghost b'mayim, af hasheni tahar. If the first one's feet are still touching the mikvah water, that's enough of a connection to all the water on person number one, is connected to the mikvah, so it's still considered as if the mikvah has 40 saw in it, and he can be tar. And that's the case of tofeach latfiach. Right, if he still has moisture on his body. So what is that halacha? What's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara and the Rishonim explain, it's not about combining parts, which would be Ilfa's question, which is why the whole Gemara was brought up in our Gemara, because we're talking about combining Edim and combining parts of a wall. It's different. What's the Yisod? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, the root halacha here for Rabbi Yehuda is good achis. What is good achis? In Dibur Maskelini Mikvos. We know that from Sukkah and Shabbos. What's good achis? You're allowed to view something as has been brought down. Even though it's hanging up, good achis and good asik, if you have a wall that is hanging, good achis, mechitza tluya, you're allowed to view it as if it comes down. The Gemara, Mishnah, and Shabbos talk about, are you always allowed to do that? Maybe only if it's over water. If it's not over water, but that's the principle here. So the water on the body of the first person is viewed as if it's brought down and connected to the mikvah. So that has nothing to do with washing your hands halfway. Or Tosfos is Lashon, Rabbeinu Tam says, similar to good achis, but not exactly. Rabbeinu Tam in the last skinny line in Tosfos. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, Dekivat Shahamayim Sha'al Harishon, Sofon Lipol V'Leired LaMikva, Have Katafras Chibur. Because if it's still very moist, so it's probably dripping down. And if a person stays there, it's going to drip all the way down to the mikvah. So it's so fun to be part of it, so we can view it as if it's part of it right now. So not a halachic, a symbolic good achis, but more of a lamaisa, the water's going down. But either way, both of those are not, do not reflect anything on our suffix of ilfa. So the question goes unanswered. 2 points on this discussion. First of all, there is an important machlokas here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri here. Rabbeinu Tam quotes that what does our Gemara say? That if you have a mikvah, or two, let's say according to, I think, two bodies of water, if you have a very moist area in between those two, that's enough for combining. Tofeach latfiach. So, one second, let's think about this for a minute. We know the way we build our mikvos, bizman hazeh, part of it is based on this Tosfos, we have, it's that whole mikvah that ever, that we go in today, that's not all rainwater. That's not all rainwater. What is there? That's tap water, but we connect it through a pipe into a base kibbol that's on makabel tumah with rainwater, and we connect it through ashaka and kissing the waters together, and that's how we have a kosher mikvah. But Rabbeinu Tam quotes here, so how big of a connection do you need to connect those two items? The tap water area, the main area that we would call the mikvah, and the real mikvah that we don't see. So how much do you need in between? So our Gemara sounds like, oh, all you need is tofeach latfiach. All you need is like major, it's a moisture in between. Says Tosfos, says Rabbeinu Tam, but you look elsewhere, Mishnayos and Mikvot, that say no. You need the size of Kishvoferes Hanod. You need the size of a little pipe. So what's the Mishnah talking about? But if you look in the middle of the medium lines in Tosfos, Od Hiksha, about the eighth medium line in Tosfos, Od Hiksha, Tehacha Mashma Tetofeach Latfiach Havi Chibur. Here it sounds like if it's just moist in between, it connects the two bodies of water. Ube Perik Vav De Mikvos Tnan Umaisi La Perikama Diyavamos Berakashlishi De Chagiga. Tosfos knows we might not be familiar with the Mishnayos and Mikvos. So Tosfos says, okay, you didn't do Masechta Mikvos, maybe you did Yavamos and Chagiga, maybe you did Gemara. So Tosfos says, Erev mikvos, kishvoferes hanod. Right? You need the size, the width of a little pipe, like a reed. Ba'ovya, in width, ubachalala, kishteyatzbos, chosrusam koman. You have to be able to stick two fingers in and move them around comfortably. So it's much bigger. You can't just have moisture in between. You need a larger area. So Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam has, ma ashita chashuva. Right? We don't paskin this way. But Rabbeinu Tam says, there's a difference between how big the opening has to be and how much water has to be in the opening. Rabbeinu Tam says, "V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, d'nekev be'inon kishvaferes hanod." Yes, the hole in between connecting the pipe has to be shvaferes hanod, larger. Avol mayim sagi betofech latfiach, but the water doesn't have to fill the whole opening. That is Rabbeinu Tam's shita. There's a difference between the pipe and the amount of water that has to be in there. And the Ri is not happy about that. The A nira l'Ri. No, the Ri says, look elsewhere, mikvos. It's clear. It's the water. It's talking about the water too. Right, look on the first wide line. Imkein had to come or Erev mikvos kishvaferes hanod male nekev mayim beinon ubitzaf in milamal. It's got to be all filled with water. It's a very halacha lamaisa important machlokas, and I think we assume like the Reis. It's got to be filled, but this is the machlokas how to put our Gemara together with the Mishnayos and mikvos. There are many other answers given to this question. It's a question. Right, how do you put together our Gemara with the Mishnayos and Mikvos? But you can look in the Ri here gives another answer, and the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Mordechai and the Ri, they all give other answers to this question. Fine, that's number one. The Briska Rav though talks about the Lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam. right? Even if we don't, might not hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but what's the lumdus? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? The opening has to be big, but you don't have to have water filling. The reason seems much more consistent. It's got to be this amount of water in this amount of opening. So says the Brisker Rav, says the Griz al Rambam in Ilchot Mikvos. No. The opening is to be mafkia, the shem mechitza, between them. You have a mechitza, you have a wall between two different mikvos, so you need to break that mechitza. So the Shvaferes Hanot opening breaks that mechitza. Now is the second question. How are you mechaber? How are they considered as one? Two different questions. That's why you would need that. But if you wouldn't have that, it would be different. Let's say you just have two bodies of water and there's something going across the floor. It might be different. Then it would be sagi b'kolshu. V'yalkein, kachach, sov Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. To Iker Shir says, Huala Nekev, to call Shiesh Ba Nekev, Kishvaris Hanod, Nechshavin Kamikva Achas, Al Yidehach Nekev Amachabron, Aval Bemayim Atzman, Leka Shiura, Ubitofech Latfiach Sagi, Zuishi, this is Rabbeinu Tam, beautiful, that's the Brisker Rav's Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. Ulam Hari Betosvos, right, this is the Tosvos, the Ri in Tosvos, Gitin Dath Tezayin, Polygal Rabbeinu Tam, Visover De Nekev Malay Mayim Beinon, Shebemayim Atzman, you need the water itself. So says the Brisker Rav, it's a good question. So what's his svara? Is his svara that you need even a full body of water, the full water in there to break the mechitza? Or even he agrees fundamentally to Rabbeinu Tam that just the opening breaks the mechitza, but his chiddush is that you need more than that to be mechaber them. Imu mishum desover to call you sodach shir the svara sanod who alamayim neamar. It's all the yisod of that shir is set on the mayim, or he agrees that it's set on the uprooting of the mechitza, but he holds dim ein bekulo mayim ein hanekev moel adin yeriv de oso mixas nekev she ein bo mayim lo mitstarif far you kenekev shechutz la mikva to lo mitstarif adin yeriv. It's not called a nekev unless it's usable as the nekev. So that's an important machlokas. Good. What so this question now we have. Lamaskana, we have come up with a way to explain Ilfa. Right? What did we just do? We just said maybe that discussion of Tovech Latfiach is only by Mikvos, not by Netilos Shadayim. So we ended up saying, so by Netilos Shadayim, that's Ilfa's question. Ilfa's question is, if you wash half your hand, and then you wash the other half of your hand, and the first half of your hand is still soaking wet, that if you touch it, you can make something else wet, that's what Ilfa wonders about whether that works as Netilos Shadayim. So there's no answer given. What do we paskin? Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam paskins Lakula. The Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos in Paragut Aleph. V'madayin yesh al miksa shenotal b'tchila tofeach al manas la'tfiach harezu tahora. It's tahora. Why is it tahora? So explain the Achronim. Safek Durabanan Lakula. You can be makel here, right? And therefore, the Rambam is makel. The question is that other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim assume lachumra. There's a Rash, right? There are others that are machmir. And the question is, why'd you be machmir here? It's a suffix about a drabanan. Why would you be machmir? So I saw some achronim quote the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, here in Kuf Samach Beis, in Hilchos Tzilos Yadayim, the Prima Gadim says, to explain the shitas that are machmir, he says, maybe it's based on the Yamshol Shlomo. It's the Yisod, we haven't mentioned this. The Yamshol Shlomo in Baba Kama, in the second parak, has a Yisod. He says, when do we say that you could go to Rabbanan by a Safek if the Gemara ends off with what we would call a Teku? The Gemara ends off, this question is unanswered. You know what that means? That means it is impossible to answer this question. There's nowhere in Mishnayos and Brises and Tosefta that this question can be answered from. Because that's what the Gemara means by saying Teku. We have to wait for Mashiach. But what happens, says the Yamsha Shlomo, if the Gemara just doesn't answer a question? It's not that the Gemara says this question is unanswerable. But it says, this question, we don't know what the answer is. You know what that means, says the Yamsha Shlomo? This is Perek Bey Simon Hay, that means that there is an answer out there if you work hard enough. Right? We just didn't do it. We don't give an answer, but says the Amshar Shlomo, in that type of case, if there is a Rishon that gives an answer based on Rias, that would be okay. That's the Amshar Shlomo Shita. There's a difference between an unanswerable question and an unanswered question. And an unanswered question, that's because of our lack. That's our chisaron. And therefore, says the Avos Shlomo, you wouldn't automatically say in the latter type of question, Safik Lakula. Because only if it's a real Safik Drabanan, inherently Safik Drabanan, that's what we would say, that you would go Lakula. Ani Basi Lachria. So we should make this. This should be more famous, this Yamshel Shlomo. So we're going to try to make it right now. Right? Simon Hey. Ani Basi Lachria. Tibivadai Divri Tosvis Iker Bedin Teku. Shen Nistamahabaya Betalmud Velonifshita Ve'ein Rishus Lushum Gaon Ba'olam. Lefashta Mimasniso Nomi Braiso Omi Svara. If there's a teku in there, don't think you have an answer. Dahave kacholik al Talmuda. The Ravina Ravashi, kamo she'ein leishev hatiyu. The Ravina Ravashi, it's like you're arguing on Ravina Ravashi. Kimo, just like you can't argue on a tiyufta in the Gemara. Avokama bayo she'nemru b'talmud, v'lo nifshetu. It's just unanswered. Imhu chacha, ivaya chacham echad, afilu bizmanenu, says the Amshar Shlomo 500 years ago. Maybe raya lapashta, harishus biyado vazlinan basre, kimiacha shlono marteku, imkain besafik omeid ashe yislabain lecha pshituso. That's a very crucial Yamshar Shlomo. So says the Prima Gadim, here it's not a teku, it's just unanswered. So it could be the other Rishonim thought that it should be, we should be Machmir. It's not just an automatic, unanswerable question. It's just an unanswered question. And therefore, there is a difference. But either the Lamaisa, the Rambam is Mekel. The Ravid is Machmir. But the Rambam is Mekel here regarding this idea. But the Musar is that we should just wash, if we can, we should wash our hands all at once when we watch the Tilas Adayim so we don't run into any Sveikos. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, next question about, remember we have four or five questions here about putting things together, being mitzaref. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Hare Amru. Next, Mishnah in Zavin. This is unbelievable. Fifth Mishnah, what is this? Fifth, we had Mikvaos and Kalim and Taros and no, we didn't have Kalim. Sorry, we had Yadayim and Taros and Mikvaos, and now we have Zavin. Baruch Hashem. Hare Amru. Haba Rosho Verubo Bamayim Sheuvin. Vitar Shenafla Rosho Verubo Shlosha Lugin Bamayim Sheuvin. Tamei. We know Rabbi Yirmiya is based on a Gzeira that was made, one of the 18 Gzeiras that were made, we know from Masechah Shabbos, the Yudches Dvarim. One of them was that in the days of old, and this is the pashtus reason that Rashi says there in Shabbos, if somebody used to go to the mikvah, but sometimes the mikvahs weren't so clean. So right after they went to the mikvah, they went into the river. And to get clean, because the mikvah of his club was kind of putrid. And the problem was that people started thinking and that the river, not the river, I shouldn't say the river, because the river might be a mikvah itself. They went to a shower. They went to wash themselves in mayim she'uvin, in drawn water, that is like bathtub shower water. And people started thinking that, oh, that's really what's metaher me, and not the actual mikvah. So the Rabbanan made a gzeira that mayim she'uvin itself, you take a shower, you become tamei. Right, so that people wouldn't think that that is what is being metahir. So that's what the Mishnah says, that if somebody puts most of his body, Rosh HaVerubo, in Mayim She'uvin, or somebody who is tar, that it fell on him, so that's going to make him tame. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Chetzia Babia V'Chetzia B'Nefila Mai. What happens if half of your body you went into Mayim She'uvin and half of it you had thrown on you? So is that Matahir for the Gzeira Durabanan of being Matame yourself? Teku. Okay, so there we do get a Teku. There we do get a Teku, unanswered question. And the Ramah writes this in Yerodeya, right? We know, let's say, Bizman Azeh, where the only obligation for mikvos is women. So the Ramah says that women should not shower at the mikvah. Yeah, let's say a woman wants to shower. Mikvahs of Baruch Hashem are very clean and hygienic. But let's say a woman, for some reason, wants to shower. She should not shower at the mikvah because of this gzera. Going back thousands of years, says the Ramah, this simon that I mentioned before, simon Reish Ayin, it has 75 seifim in it, and Ilchas Mikvos, the last line of the Ramah. In that simon, says the Ramah, in Hilchas and Mikvos, in Yerodea, Simen Reish Aleph, I'm sorry, what did I say? Simen Reish Aleph, the end, says the Ramah, Ula'achar tfila b'mei mikvah k'shirim mutarim likanis l'merchas k'di shetachamim atzma avolachor lachzor v'lirchos achar kach yesh osrim v'chein noagu. Why? Their shach says, Shelo yomru ha'merchatz hu metaher, kamo ha'tfila, v'yitaru b'merchatz l'chud. Right, that's the gzeira. The question is, so when can a woman take a shower afterwards? The Shevet HaLevi discusses this in the Tshuva. What if a woman wants to take a shower after she gets home? Let's say before she's with her husband. Can she take a shower that night? Like, how long does the Gzeira go? So the Shevet HaLevi in Simen Kuf Chav Hei, Yaradei, in the Chelak Hei, Simen Kuf Chav Hei, he says, right when she touches her husband's, that's it. That already shows that the Tara, the Mikvah, performed what it was supposed to do, so there's no more Gzeira. The second that she touches her husband, that, let's say she's going to go to the Mikvah, and she went earlier, and there's going to be 5-6 hours before the night, it's a winter day. So the Shevet HaLevi says, right when Amlam Yididi Yirab Anyi Deina Sur Rak Slamach Latvila Bilvad. That's what the Gzeira is. The Kemisha Nichos Akvar LaBesa Avol Pi She'ena Meshameshes Ad Meuchar BaLayla Mikom Akom Kiven SheBayla Nogeya Ba Imken Kvar Ho'ila HaTfila. Then you're not going to think it wasn't included in the Gzeira. And that Imken Gam Im Merchat Tirchatz Achar Kach BaBesa Echav Shalomer Lo Elu Matarin Ela Elu Matarin Halukvar Asa Tfila Shela V'Chem B'Chshar Rishonim. If you look at all the Rishonim, it's Achar Tfilasa. Achar Tfilasa. It's right after the mikvah. Or she even he says also. Let's say the husband's not home yet for a couple hours, right? V'Chem Pashali, he says, if she's involved in things that might make her dirty. So the reason she's going into the shower afterwards is because she got dirty, she got sweaty again. So then also, there wouldn't be a problem with going. So the issue is only, when it's right away after the mikvah. Okay. So let's continue. So that is the next, discussion of putting things together. And finally, Amru, Papa, the last one, Hare Amru. We know there was a Takanas Ezra. Mishnah in Mikvaos now. Back to Mikvaos. Takanas Ezra, that a Balkeri requires to go to the mikvah before he learns Torah, before he davens, brachas, as discussed in the third parak in Maseches Brachas. But he was Mako. If somebody's sick, if they can't, then you don't have to go crazy to, go very far. If somebody is not feeling well, that's what the Mishnah says. Balkeri chol, ashenasu alav tisha kavin, mayim tar. Right, a Balkeri who was sick, who can't get out, so if you just poured 9 kavim of water, taking a shower, so then that would be good enough. And again, Rav Papa asks, by Rav Papa, chatsiya betfila v'chatsiya benesina mai teiku. Again, this is all questions on the Drabanan level, because these are all about Tumas Drabanan, but again, that question goes unanswered. And as we know, the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Chav Beis, in the name of Yehuda ben Meseira, ain't divrei Torah makabel and Tumah, so Meikar Adin, we don't pass in like Takanas Ezra anymore, because Torah is not makabel Tumah, and therefore even a Balkeri without going to the mikvah is able to learn Torah. There is a discussion in the Rishonim there, you know, how could we just be Mevatel at Takanas Ezra? We should say there's still a gzera, right? So the Rabbeinu Yonah there in Brachas talks about it. Maybe it was too hard. Maybe it wasn't pashta b'chol ha'am. Rather different reasons why that gzera does not exist anymore. The Rabbi Yosef Engel must have known Shvus Yaakov by heart. He says here, look in the Shvus Yaakov in Chelik Aleph Simen Beis. So he says in every page and a half he quotes a Shvus Yaakov. So Shvus Yaakov in the second shuv in the whole volume he has a great question. He says, "What if somebody only has? I shouldn't say that. That's at the end of the shuva. What if somebody has tefillin? The shel yad is Rashi and the shel rosh is Rabbeinu Tam, or vice versa. Could he wear tefillin like that? Does that work? Mishaminiyat tefillin shel yad shein tksuvin al pidas Rabbeinu Tam, v'tefillin shel rosh kedas Rashi." So he says, why? We'll say in a second, Lachora, they're both Shitos, and he says, Lachora, it should work. Second line of the Tshuva. So you might say here, it's two halves that don't combine. That's where he quotes our Gemara. He says, no, that's when you need one unit and you split it in half. That's where there's a Shaila. But here, two tefillin are two different mitzvahs. Right? The Shal Rosh and the Shal Yad are two different mitzvahs. So it's not half and half. Right, it's two separate mitzvos. Hi, Nadavka b'chad emilsa comes topic. Chatzi v'chatzi mitzdarfen. Masha'en kebeni don't eat don gabi tefillin to call chad v'chad emilsa b'apei nafshehi. Right, like the Mishnah says in Tcheles, each one is amakev. Imkein vada yotzei min dechovaso. Number one, and number two, he says, and lekalam emar, don't say that this guy is just a fool. Havi kiksil b'choshech olech kiba de tofes divrei shnehem tarti desasi adad. He says no. He says, no, he's Eino, Tekiva is topically, he's not sure what to do, he's not sure who's right, so he'll do both. Right, just like the Shulchan Aruch says, a Yori Shemayim should be Yossi Deshteyim and wear two pairs of tefillins. See here too, half and half, right? But then he says, no, no, no. that he says is not true. He says, because first of all, if the Shulchan Aruch really felt that this was okay, so why did he say a Yerei Shemayim should wear two tefillins? Two, or Shel Rashi, a full Shel Rashi, a full Shel Rabbeinu Tam, just wear one and one. Because, you know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that? Because each Shita passels the other Shita. And therefore you're doing nothing. You're not doing one thing. According to Rashi, you're not wearing the other one. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not wearing the other one. And therefore, Nimsa, Imeniach Tfilin, Echad, Ksuba, Kadash Rabbeinu Tam, Ve'achad Kadash Rashi, Eino Yotzi Mimanavshach, to Lekol Echad Me'adeus, Hasheni, Havei Kichol, Viretzuos Ba'alma. Nimsa Davi, Rekimeniach Tfilin Achaz, Oshel Rosh Levad, Oshel Yad Levad. And then he quotes, Vade Pashit, you are not Yotze. B'shas Hatzchak, you know, if this is the only tefillin you have, okay. Then I would say you could do it, and then he even says you could even make a bracha on that. But in the otherwise, you know what? So which bracha? Good question. At least the first one. He talks about it. I don't want to nearly if you have only one. Okay, that is interesting. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam quoted right here in the Shvus Yaakov. Okay, back to Maseches Gittin. Here we go. Two dots. Echad Rav Fani Nachtav, Echad Rav Fani Nachtav v'chulu. Amar Rav Shmuel. I know it seems like we're using most of the time for Amud Aleph today, but really the action here is on Amud Aleph. A lot of Amud Beis we've had already. Echad Rav Fani Nachtav, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Lo Shanu. When do we say in the Mishnah that if one says, two people come, one says Befani Nachtav, one says Befani Nachtav, it doesn't work? When do we say that does not work? That's only if they both didn't bring the get. One of them brings the get, and one of them is a tag along. But if both of them bring the get, what does that mean? Rashi says they're both holding it, and they're both the shluchim. Tosfos and the other Rishonim say, don't take Rashi so literally. It means they both are the shluchim. They don't physically both have to be holding it, but if they're both the shluchim, so then kosher. So then, even if one says b'fani nechtam and one says b'fani nechtam, that is okay. Alma kasavar, why would that be okay? Because this shita Rabbi Yochanan must hold shnayim sheheviu. Get me medinas hayam ein sirchat shiomer b'fani nechtam. It must be because fundamentally he holds that if two people bring it, both of them don't have to say it. So if two people bring it, one of each of them say it, that's okay. Remember, we discussed this back on the first daf in the Masechta. Daf Beis Mabeis, we said two people bringing it is the nafkamina between Rabba and Rava. That's one of the nafkaminas about Lishma versus Mitsuyin Lakaimo. Right? Lishma would still be a problem. Mitsuyin Lakaimo wouldn't because they're here. Or Rashi says they're here. Or Tosfos says, well, if the Baal appointed two, then we're not going to let him be Ma'arer. One of those two reasons. But either way, this was already discussed then. And if you remember, Rav Huna said on Daf Hey another reason why we shouldn't need it, because they have a Migu. They have a Migu, they could just say, she was divorced in front of us. So Migu, they could say that, so they could also be believed to say that Befani Nachtav, Befani Nachtav. They would also be believed to say that this is a good get without saying Befani Nachtav, Befani Nachtav. But either way, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan explains our Mishnah, that if both of them are the Shlichim, they only one has to say Befani Nachtav, one has to say Befani Nachtav. So you see, he does not require the real takana by two. So Amalei Abaya, one second, Elamei Ata, Seifa Diktani. So what about the next case in the Mishnah that says Shnayim Omer Mefaneinu Nechtav, V'Echad Omer Mefaneinu Nechtav, Pasul V'Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, the Machlokas between them, Taima, why do the Rabbanan say in that case Pasul? De'ena Get Yotzi Mitachas Yishnayim. It must be because they were both not Shlichim in that case. Ha'Get Yotzi Mitachas Yishnayim, Machshir Rabbanan. But if both of them brought the get, and they both said Befani Nechtav, and one said Befani Nechtam, so then the Rabbanan would machshir. Is that true? Amar Le'in. So he says, yes, that's true. So says the Gemara, so then what's the Machlokas about? V'chi ain get Yotzi Midach Deishneim. So the Mishnah is about a case where they're both not holding it, so B'mai Pligi. So why would there be Yehuda machshir in that case? Right, again, only there are two people here. One says Befani Nechtav, they both say Bifaneinu Nechtav, and what's Bifaneinu Nechtav, so why would that be a problem? So the Gemara says there's a machlokes on the gzero level. Mar Savar, Gazrina Dil Ma'asi Lechlufi B'kiyim Shtaris Da'alma Be'ed Echad. As we've said earlier, right, where the Tanakhama says, if you allow one person to say Bifaneinu Nechtav, Bifanai Nechtav, then you might get confused with regular cases of Kiyim Shtaris, where you always need two. We're Mekel here, Mishamiguna. But here, because you don't have one person saying Bifanai Nechtav, Bifanai Nechtav, it would be confusing. Umar Sabar Logas Rina, and the other day holds we don't make such a gzera. fine. Lishna Achrina, a similar but slightly different discussion. Amrila, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amr Rav Yochanan, Afilu Geyotzi B'dachat Yishnei Apostle. Right, the opposite version. Not that Rabbi Yochanan says, if they both would be saying it, it would be kosher. No. Even if they both would be holding it, and both would be the shlichim, still pasul. Alma kasavar, because he holds the opposite. Shnayim sheviyu get me v'dinas hayam, tzrichin sheyomer b'faninu nechtam b'faninu nechtam. And you didn't say it here. And that's why it's not a, it's a problem. So Amale Abaya, Elameyata, what about the next case? Seifa diktani shnayim om feninu nechtam. Fechad omer feninu nechtam. Pasav reviyu the machshir. That case, afilu get yotzi midachas de shnayim pasli rabbanan. According to what we're saying now, even if they're both the shlichim, the rabbanan repasol. Even though they're both brought the get. Amar Le'in, he says, yes, that's true. But my kamifli, so what's that machlokas about? So the Gemara says, well, remember Daf Beis, Mar Savar Levi She'ein Bekiyam Lishma, and therefore, even if they say it, but we don't know about Lishma, well, Mar Savar Levi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, and the other opinion says, because Eidim are not Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, and if you, two people bring it, you don't have that problem. And again, Rashi Tosfos on Daf Beis, why isn't it a problem? So says the Gemara, wait a minute, so Lema D'Rabba V'Rabba Tanoyi. So according to this, this Machlokes in our Mishnah, on Daf Tesvav, is the same machloket as Rabba and Rava explaining the first Mishnah in the Masechta. And we never like to say that, for various reasons. Why? The biggest reason is because if the machlokas Amaram is the machlokas Anam, so why do the machlokas Amaram have their own machlokas as if it's about a different issue? Why didn't they just say, I hold like this Tana? So the Gemara never likes to parallel a machlokas Amaram to machlokas Anam if they don't need to. Plus the fact that each Amor would rather say, I hold like both opinions. Don't box me into one opinion. I could go like both. So the Gemara says, shall we say Lema Darabba Rabba Tanahi? The Gemara says, lo, Rabba Matarates Kalishna Kama. Rabba would say no. He would say, like, the Lishna Kama, meaning everybody would agree. Rabba holds that everybody agrees that if two people bring it, you do not have to say, B'fani Nechtav. Right? So he would hold, like, the first approach of the Gemara. V'Rabba Amra Lacha, and Rabba would say, the Kol Yama Bina Lishma. Really, everybody requires Lishma, and that's the reason for the B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav. So what's the Machlokas in the Mishnah? V'Hacha, Mayaskina Ma'achar Shalamdu. And the Machlokas, in the case of the Mishnah, is where after they have already learned to about the halacha of Lishma, we discussed that earlier. And the machlokas is, you still need to say it because are we nervous that we're it's going to go back to the previous state? Period. And so that's the end of the two versions of the Gemara. So why, if Rabbi Yehuda, the whole issue is about Gzeira, so why does he only machshir in the one case of the Mishnah? Right? If you're only in the case of Befanai, that both say Befaninu Nechtav, and only one says Befanin Nechtav, he should argue in the previous case too. So I said, you're right. He does. Ha'itra Allah, Amar Ula, Chalek, Ha'ir Behuda, Afarishona. He argues on the earlier case as well. Fine, last section. Mazar of Oshia Le'ula, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bezuvalobach Eres. The Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda only argues in one case and not in the other. Ma'ilav Lemute, Echadom, Befanin Nechtav, Echadom, Befanin Nechtav. Doesn't that mean that he's, the case that he does not argue is the earlier case, which we just said he does argue on. The Gemara says, lo, lemute befani nechtam, avolo befani nechtav. That's the case that he would agree with. Befani nechtam, and there is no befani nechtav. Sakada dachamina, you might have said, ho, velo gadzer b'yehuda gzera shem yachzadar velo kukulo. Since he's not worried about that, dilma asi lechlufe bekiim shtaris da alma beidecha nami lo gazar. If he doesn't make zera B, maybe he doesn't make zera A. Rabbi Yehuda's not nervous about cases. In this context, Kamash Malan, we say that the Habamina was that he's not Gozer. There, the answer is he is, and he would agree with the Tanakama according to that version of Rabbi Yehuda. Period. It Marnami, last line, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnayim Sheviyu Get Medina Sayam, Banu Lamachlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Varabanan. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, also says, if two people bring the gets, there's many, Rabbi Yehuda argues even in the earlier cases. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Rabba, and we will continue. Again, we want to thank all those who have, forgot to mention those over the years who have contributed to our building campaign. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's been many people who have contributed, and thank those who have contributed recently. But again, if anybody wants to contribute, creating our new home for the Daf, nofeyashemesh.com.org, as well as if anybody wants to sponsor any of the Dafim here on the OU website, feel free to sign in and to sign up. Okay, we thank everyone very much.